Chapter 20. Paul at Troas. And after the uproar ceased, Paul sent for the disciples, and after encouraging them, he said farewell and departed for Macedonia. And when he had gone through those regions and had given them much encouragement, he came into Greece. There he spent 3 months. But as he was about to set sail for Syria, he was informed that the Jews planned to ambush him, so he decided to return to Macedonia. So Peter of Berea, the son of Pyrrhus from Berea, accompanied him, and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy, and the Asians, Tychicus and Trophimus. These had gone ahead earlier and were waiting for us at Troas, and we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and in 5 days came to those at Troas, where we stayed 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when they were gathered together to break bread, Paul talked with them, intending to depart the next day, and prolonged his speech until midnight. And there were many lamps in the upper room where we were gathered together. And in the window sat a certain young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep. He was overcome by sleep as Paul continued speaking. He fell down from the third floor and was picked up dead. But Paul went to him and bent over him, and embracing him said, "Don't be alarmed, for his life is in him." Now when he had come up and broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even until daybreak, he departed, and they brought the lad alive and were greatly comforted. Paul's sermon at Miletus. But going ahead to the ship, we set sail for Assos, there intending to pick up Paul, for so had he arranged, he intending to go by land. And when he met us at Assos, we took him aboard and came to Mytilene. And sailing from there the following day, we arrived off Chios. And the next day we crossed over to Samos, and the day after we came to Miletus, for Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus, that he might not have to spend time in Asia, for he was in a hurry, hoping to be in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called to him the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know, from the first day that I set foot in Asia, after what manner I was with you all the time, serving the Lord with all lowliness of mind and with tears and with trials which befell me by the plots of the Jews. You know how I did not hesitate to declare to you anything that was helpful, and taught you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Gentiles repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city, saying that imprisonments and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor is precious to myself, if only I may finish my race and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom of God will see my face again. Therefore I testify to you this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I did not hesitate to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you bishops, to feed the church of the Lord, which he purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departing, fierce wolves shall enter in among you and will not spare the flock. And from among you Men shall arise, speaking twisted things, to draw away disciples after themselves. Therefore be alert, and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone, night and day, with tears. And now I commend you to God, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and to give you the inheritance among all those that are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourself know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me. In all things I gave you an example, that so labouring you should help the weak. And remember the words that the Lord Jesus spoke, saying, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And they all wept freely, embraced Paul and kissed him, being sorrowful most of all because of his statement that they would not see his face again. And they accompanied him to the ship.